Many of Canada's premiers are meeting with Indigenous leaders at Big River First Nation today. It's ahead of a two-day conference coming up in Saskatoon. Premier Scott Moe says it's the first time the Council of Federation has visited a First Nation for its annual meeting. Leaders arrived by helicopter today and were greeted with handshakes by Indigenous leaders, including Federation of Sovereign Indigenous Nations Chief Bobby Cameron. Assembly of First Nations Chief Perry Bellegarde led a procession with the premiers and says discussions will focus on the well-being of Indigenous children. Ontario Premier Doug Ford is not in attendance today. New Brunswick's Blaine Higgs is the only premier there from Atlantic Canada. However, the missing premiers did send representatives. It's the first time in more than a decade that there won't be a woman at the Premier's gathering. A political science professor at the University of Toronto says it wasn't long ago that more than half of Canadians lived in a jurisdiction governed by women. Sylvia Boshevkin says this meeting makes her wonder if Canada is becoming more diverse.
We have to come back to the picture that's going to come out of this Premier's meeting and ask ourselves, okay, so what does it mean when we thought we'd made all these breakthroughs and then we can go back to zero? And it's not just what does it say to Canadians about public leadership, but it's like what does it say to young girls?
Alberta's Rachel Notley was Canada's only female premier when she was defeated by Jason Kenney in Alberta earlier this year. Prince Albert RCMP are looking to the public for information on a missing 24-year-old man from Muscadet First Nation. Police say Waylon Daniels was last seen Monday morning around 6:30. He was last seen in a wooded area of the reserve. He's 6'4", 175 pounds, and has a tattoo on the side of his neck. When last seen, he was wearing black pants and a black top. Anyone with information on the whereabouts of 24-year-old Waylon Daniels of Muscadet is asked to contact police or Crime Stoppers. A hoop dancer from Kewakatoos First Nation is performing at a number of provincial parks in Saskatchewan this summer. Terrence Little Tent performed in Pike Lake, Fort Carlton, and Great Blue Heron this past weekend, and he says he hopes to educate and entertain with his dancing.
I hope that what they did also is learning it a little bit about my perspective of dance and how I interpret it to show and educate them through song and dance, and also for them to enjoy themselves.
Little Tent will finish up his tour in Buffalo Pound Provincial Park on Saturday, August 24th. An autopsy is scheduled for today after a suspicious death in Saskatoon last week. Police say they're investigating the death of a 52-year-old woman as a homicide. Officers found the woman's body Friday afternoon in an apartment. No other details have been released. It is Saskatoon's ninth homicide of the year. A new study says Indigenous children are over two times more likely to live in poverty than other children in Canada, with little improvement seen over the last decade.
The study from researchers at the Assembly of First Nations and the Canadian Centre for Policy Alternatives finds that just under half of First Nations children, both on and off reserve, live in poverty. That figure rises to more than 50% when looking at First Nations children living on reserve, the highest rate of child poverty found anywhere in the country. The on-reserve child poverty rate is roughly three times the national rate of 17.6% reported in the 2016 census. Terry Pedro, The Canadian Press, Ottawa.
Fires have once again forced the evacuations of a number of First Nations communities in Manitoba and Ontario. Yesterday, full evacuation of the Pikangikum First Nation in northwestern Ontario was underway. Anishinaabe Nation Chief Grand Chief Alvin Fiddler says many lives are once again being disrupted.
I know the community yesterday, Chief Anishinaabe issued a call for a full evacuation, and I understand that's underway.
Vulnerable residents in the community were also forced out by fire in May and June. An Edmonton area community is believed to be the first municipality in Alberta to ban conversion therapy. That's the practice of trying to change a person's sexual orientation or gender identity through counseling or religious teaching. The motion was unanimously passed, and St. Albert Mayor Kathy Herron says the vote sends a message.
A motion like this is not about the year of 2019, and it probably should have been done many years ago, but I think it's about bringing awareness that it is still occurring. I think many people thought this doesn't occur anymore, this can't be. So it brings to light that it does still occur in certain jurisdictions, and we need to put an end to it.
The bylaw calls for a $10,000 fine for anyone who advertises or performs conversion therapy on minors in St. Albert. A Canadian aid worker convicted of sexually abusing children in Nepal has been sentenced to 16 years in prison. Peter Dalglish, an Order of Canada recipient, was arrested last year.
In addition to the prison time, the court ordered Peter Dalglish to pay each of his two alleged victims the equivalent of $5,000 U.S. Police in Nepal allege he lured children from poor families with promises of education, jobs, and trips before assaulting them, but Dalglish's lawyers claim the boys were bribed to testify against their client. The 62-year-old native of London, Ontario, denies any wrongdoing, and his lawyers say they will appeal both the conviction and the prison sentence. Lori Paris, The Canadian Press.